3. iPhones for Guns. Fremmer was led into the 20th Precinct Station House on West 82nd, his collapsed scooter in his left hand dangling by his side. He'd walked or ridden past the cold, three-story bunker-like building and its utilitarian gray cement facade dozens of times, but he'd never been inside or given it much thought. According to an engraving in the stone on the front of the building, it was erected in A.D. 1972, during the dark ages of New York City architecture. It didn't fit in with the block's more charming, renovated brownstones. Instead, its gloomy presence reflected a bygone era of high crime rates and bankrupt city government. Much had changed since Fremmer came to Manhattan over 20 years ago. It wasn't something he often thought about, but he thought about it walking into the station house. Entering the building was a somewhat startling experience, like entering a time capsule. The interior couldn't have been renovated since the building went up. Just around the corner on Columbus, the street was lined with ritzy little coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, along with a stray bodega or two, faint reminders of the neighborhood's less gentrified, more immigrant past. Inside the 2O, he was transported back to the Nixon era. He felt like he could have been on the set of Serpico. Fiberglass bucket seats, the type that once graced airline terminals at JFK, served as chairs in the entrance area. Past the chairs was a metal police barricade, the kind that contained the crowds at the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. A traffic sign had been affixed to it with wire, a bright red directive for civilians to stay away from the door that led to the bullpen, which Fremmer could see through a glass window to the left of the barricade. Chu stopped to talk to a Hispanic guy wearing a suit. "Looking spiffy, man," Chu said, the two of them shaking hands and doing a one-shoulder bro hug. "Looks like retirement's treating you right." As the two caught up, Fremmer's eyes came to rest on a big sign stuck to one wall near the ceiling. "Cash for Guns." According to the smaller print, you could trade any gun for $100, no questions asked. Fremmer lifted his phone and took a picture of the sign. "Sorry about that," Chu said, leading him past the stop sign and to the bullpen door. "Old friend, what were you taking a picture of?" "iPhones would be better," Fremmer said. "What?"